Hello and welcome to Kathleen Can Do It, the DIY podcast celebrating the fun and fails of doing it yourself. I'm Kathleen Martin.
And I'm Kathleen Heaney.
And we're just two Kathleens inspiring others to really tap into their creativity in the new year.
And in this episode, we are discussing our biggest DIY successes / DIY flops of 2022, our upcoming projects in 2023, and some of the trends that we're really excited to see in the new year.
Yes, but first, Kathleen, why is your mouth so weird right now?
Okay, I feel like DIYers out there can relate to the calamity that I just put myself through. When you use a toothbrush, right? Mm-hmm. You use it up, the bristles are all bent out of shape and stuff. Do you save it for your DIY projects in case you need a toothbrush for whatever reason?
It's good to have a cleaning toothbrush for jewelry, for whatever. Yeah, for sure.
Like when I'm cleaning a baseboard before I paint it, mm-hmm. you know, there's all those little nooks and crannies in baseboard, the trim on the floor where the wall touches the floor. I always go in with an old toothbrush and some Fantastic and clean in there that way.
That's good.
Yeah, so it's just good to have old toothbrushes around. But I made the mistake of... Okay, all right. I have Invisalign and I keep my toothbrush... my regular toothpaste toothbrush near the kitchen sink because every time I eat, I have to make sure there's no crumbs left over in my Invisalign before I put my retainers back in.
Right.
And I mixed up my DIY toothbrush with my regular toothbrush.
No.
And I was using yesterday my DIY toothbrush with some dish soap. And so I accidentally put the dish soap toothbrush in my mouth. And we have been postponing this recording today for like an hour because I could not get the taste of Mrs. Meyer's soap out of my freaking mouth.
There's so much gagging.
Oh my God. It was the worst, maybe my biggest DIY flop of 2022.
Oh my God. That is a mistake you do not want to make. Ugh. Keep your DIY toothbrush and regular toothbrush away from each other.
I feel like the concept of a DIY toothbrush is not something that people openly talk about, but I think we need to.
You need to put a warning label on it. Like, no, stop. Don't use.
My dad used to label all of his stuff with red nail polish.
Oh.
So maybe I just need to paint the handles on my DIY toothbrushes with nail polish before I retire them.
Just put a big X on them.
That isn't my real 2022 flop. But Kathleen, let's start with yours.
So my biggest flop of 2022 wasn't one project in particular. Like, it wasn't necessarily one thing. It was that I did... so much DIY so quickly that I burned out at 80% in my kitchen and I never went back to it.
Yeah. Early on in the year, you put your feet to the fire and you went full force.
It was every night and every weekend for 8 weeks because my husband and I entered this competition to do over a room in 8 weeks. And we got so burned out by it in the kitchen. Nothing was finished.
Yeah.
The casings around the window are just primer.
Yeah.
The shoe molding around the baseboard never got put back on.
Yeah.
Kick plate never got put back on. No handles on the cabinets. And it's been 6 months.
Yeah.
And I'm just now like, I think I can maybe tackle that. So I think sometimes with DIY, you get so gung-ho.
Yeah.
And you can do so much that you burn out and then you can't do anything. You just become... go back to being paralyzed. So for 2023, it's all about pacing myself and not doing too much.
I feel like too, when you're doing a big renovation and you have to make so many big decisions in a short amount of time, you need to choose tile and you need to choose countertops and you need to choose all of your new furniture and stuff. And you have to make all of these big decisions that you cannot change.
Yeah.
Like you can't go back. It's also easy to get burned out in that way too.
Yeah, those are really hard. And I haven't actually done that yet because in the kitchen, everything we did was paint, essentially.
Yeah.
So those big choices, they're scary.
They are. Well, you know what? Your kitchen looks amazing on Instagram.
And thank you.
It's like that. Did you see there was a TikToker who bought a house from a DIY blogger? And
oh, it was really bad though.
Yeah. So she moved in and then I guess she was like just browsing TikTok one day and realized that her house was on this other DIY TikToker's Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And all of the pictures that this TikToker had posted were kind of like photoshopped a little bit or the stuff that she said she was doing, it was only half finished, kind of like your kitchen.
Yeah, that is what, if someone bought our house, they'd be like, wait a minute, if you touch this, this is going to fall off. This is taped on there. It's all a lie. And I will happily admit that. And on my Instagram at Create a Colorful Life, I am very open about that. I'm like, don't turn around because that's where the garbage is. Yeah. Only look this way.
One of my favorite things to do on my Instagram stories is post what the rest of the room looks like.
Oh, yeah.
After I post a really beautiful photo of something.
Like, and zoom out. I moved everything on my counter to the floor.
My best friend, for the first time, she lives a little bit far away. So she finally came up to visit my apartment about 2 weeks ago. And today we're recording from my office. By the way, second recording of this podcast.
First one wasn't very good.
No, the first one was a couple days before Christmas. You and I were both grumpy. I listened back to it and I was like, this is not anything that would be inspiring to anyone.
Delete. Try again.
So my best friend finally came up to visit my new apartment and she walked into my office where we are today. And she looked at my gallery wall, which I spent a lot of time working on. And I did a big post on my Instagram on
it. Super cute.
Thank you. And she goes, wow, the room's a lot smaller in person. I'm like, thank you. Thank you.
Thanks. It was a fisheye lens.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So my biggest fail of 2022 actually turned into something positive.
Aww.
I am a tile novice, or I was a tile novice in the beginning of 2022. And I was renovating my mom's house. And I think I did like three bathrooms. So I was picking out tile for all of them.
You've done so much. It looks so good.
Thank you. And I was really gung-ho about this tile from Floor and Decor that I spent a lot of time sealing because it was a natural slate tile. My hands were bleeding when I was sealing it.
Oh, God.
I was just sealing it with my own hands trying to get this project done. And it couldn't be used because turns out I am the huge dum-dum.
Oh.
And the tile wasn't all the same height.
Oh.
And so we'd essentially just be like breaking our toes in the bathroom walking around barefoot.
Ugh.
It's so dumb. Yes. Of course, the tile needs to all be the same height. And we got a bunch of bad batches of this tile. And I just didn't even like think about it. Now I know. Now I'm sharing my knowledge with everybody listening to this. When you buy tile for a floor, make sure all the tiles on the mesh thing that they put those tiles on are the same freaking height.
But I would just assume that would be the case. That's something I would absolutely do too, because yeah. I would never think to check that.
And I didn't even realize like at the time that I was running my hands over uneven tiles. But anyway, Kathleen.
Yeah.
I'm doing that. I'm in the depths of DIY despair.
Mm-hmm.
You know that moment when you're in a project and you just don't know what the outcome is going to be.
Always, yeah. Like, totally.
Do I move forward or do I give up? I just don't know where to turn. There's like, a fork in the road.
Now I have to sell the home because I can't live here anymore.
It was in that moment that I texted you and I said, we need to start a DIY podcast.
Oh my goodness. Wow. From the depths of despair and tile.
So something good actually came out of my biggest DIY fail.
From the fumes of the sealant. Here we are.
From the foam of the sea of death. DIY death. What was your biggest DIY win in 2022?
Okay, the biggest win is actually the same room. It's the kitchen. So it's funny how that works.
Yeah.
My favorite project of 2022 is, this is tying into our latest episode of stenciling.
Yeah.
I took an old linoleum floor and stenciled it to look like a black and white tile. Game changer.
It looks so good. Changed the whole feel of the room.
Because you can only do so much. I had already painted the cabinets, painted the backsplash, painted the countertop. Everything was painted.
Yeah.
But the floor takes up so much visual space. It's one of the largest surfaces in the room besides the walls. And actually there was more floor than wall. It was an old, brown, disgusting linoleum where even when it was clean, it looked dirty.
Yeah.
But it typically was dirty. On the rare occasion, it was clean. It was disgusting. And in any Instagram photo, I'd always try to crop it out and just show the rug. When I painted that, it made the kitchen feel brighter, more updated, more fresh.
Yep.
I used wall paint. Already had it.
On the floor.
I needed the TSB to clean. Already had it. I used black primer I had already used for my front door already had it.
Wow.
The only thing I bought was the stencil. So that was, I don't know, I think it was like, might have been $60 mm-hmm. or so. It was such a budget-friendly upgrade that made so much impact.
Yeah. I mean, your kitchen is a very decent size. The floor space is pretty large. And so even if you were to buy peel and stick tiles, mm-hmm. it wouldn't have been budget-friendly.
Yeah, that's the thing. It depends on how large the room is.
Yeah.
Even something that's on the cheaper side, once you put it into a larger space, you're like, oh, crap, it's too expensive. And everyone's budget is different. But for us, like, even $500, $300, $200.
It was going to be too much.
It was too much. I didn't want to spend that much money on something that was the in-between, right? Mm-hmm. We talk a lot about the Band-Aid renovation. What's going to make you love your house now?
Yeah.
That's not the forever. So we were looking into real tile, didn't want to invest in that. And then mm-hmm. looking at peel and stick, we're like, why are we going to spend $500 on a temporary thing that's like so-so?
Yeah.
So the $50 solution that we had mostly in our basement that looks awesome and people mm-hmm. think is tile, such a win.
I love the idea of starting a project where you don't have to buy a ton of supplies.
There's so many opportunities like that.
I keep thinking about doing, so there's a bathroom in my house that we use for the litter boxes and we lovingly call it the cat bath.
It's awesome.
And I often think about what I could do in that bathroom with things that I already own.
Shop your house. That's a huge thing. I've been doing that lately. Shop your house. What materials do you have that you haven't been utilizing?
Yep.
What cans of paint do you have in the basement or the closet?
Mm-hmm. Because they don't last forever. Paint doesn't last forever. You could have the best seal on that dang paint can, and 2 years from now, you're going to open up. It's going to be rock hard.
DIY me is so mean to future me. I will not wipe the edge of that paint can, and I will just barely put the lid on. I'm like, I cannot be bothered to spend 3 minutes wiping this. And future me is like, the paint's ruined. How could it be?
I know. You know what, Kathleen? That is a concept that we need to really tap into in 2023. DIY, let DIYU be nice to future DIYU.
I'm never. I have that paint roller in my fridge from 2 weeks ago.
There's nothing more heartbreaking than finally working up the courage to start a project only to realize that all of your paint containers that you pour your paint into are soaking in the sink and you need to clean them out before you can actually put new paint into them, which always happens to
me. You've ruined every material because you didn't want to clean up. That is the story of my life.
And you know what the problem is? Is that living in a condo or an apartment where you don't have a garage or a basement and you don't have a slop sink.
Right.
Like my goal in life, okay, I have two goals in life. One, to be able to go shop at Whole Foods and not have to look at the prices.
Oh, dreamy.
And two, to have a slop sink or an area where I can just be sloppy and toss it in a big sink that has really high pressure and you just blast all your paintbrushes. Mm-hmm.
I accidentally I didn't realize the consequences. I was washing like an oil-based paint in our white basement slop sink. I was like, oh, you don't wash this with water. Now the sink is black.
Yeah, that's when you need like mineral spirits. Yeah. You got to soak those. Okay. My biggest DIY win of 2022 is not finished yet, but it will be finished this week.
Ooh.
Because I'm on a deadline.
Without the deadline, nothing gets done.
Nothing gets done. Oh, deadlines or parties, throw a party.
Or the holidays. Yeah. If it's up to Kathleen, you just need a big holiday.
I'm having people over for New Year's Eve, so that's going to be a big push for me to get stuff done around here.
Perfect.
My biggest DIY win for 2022 is the peel and stick wallpaper that I put in my bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
In full disclosure, I have just a small partnership with Temp Paper.
Oh, cool.
That's the company that makes the peel and stick wallpaper in my bedroom.
Yeah.
I approached them and said, hey, I love your product.
Right.
Let's work together. And in exchange, I'll give them some high-res photos of my project.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Cool.
So the name of my wallpaper is Forget Me Not. Mm-hmm. And Temp Paper, which is a female-founded company, by the way.
Love to hear it.
Partnered with Alice and Olivia. Do you know that cool fashion brand?
Yeah.
Their clothing is really like sort of avant-garde and colorful. They created this floral print with tem paper, and it's supposed to be forget-me-not flowers, but really it looks more like an English rose to me.
Okay.
And at first glance, the print looks really traditional. Mm-hmm. Like roses in this really pretty cottage coastal blue color. Mm-hmm. But the scale of the print is very large.
Yeah.
So it's both feminine and modern feeling at the same time.
Yeah, I like that it takes a traditional floral, but updates it through the color and the size. That's
yes,
cool.
It gives my bedroom such a beautiful, rich, layered look. Later this week, after this episode goes out, I'm going to be posting the final photos, but it just is one of the things that I am proudest of in 2022. I really took that leap.
Yeah, it looks so good. We are both very into wallpaper.
Yes.
And it just creates such visual interest in the room.
Kathleen, in your living room, your wallpaper there is the regular, you use paste, right? Mm-hmm. It's regular wallpaper.
Right.
So putting up peel and stick is a labor of love. It takes a while depending on the print, but I will say that not all peel and stick wallpaper is created equal. So if you're thinking about doing it in 2023, order samples.
Right.
And put them on your wall, because some peel and stick wallpaper is so cheap that you can like see through it.
Right.
And then it actually matters what the color of the wall is behind the paper. You want a thicker one so you don't have to paint that wall before you put on your peel and stick wallpaper.
This is actually something I never thought about. We're going to do episodes both on traditional wallpaper mm-hmm. and peel and stick. And I think most people would assume traditional is harder, but actually it's, peel and stick is harder.
Peel and stick is way harder, and a lot of wallpaper experts will tell you that.
Yeah, absolutely.
But it's a great option if you're a renter or if you're not ready to commit to something permanent yet.
Yeah, no, there's definite benefits of that, because you can put it up and if you ever change your mind, easily take it down.
What is your biggest project that you're forecasting to do for 2023?
Okay, so this is non-negotiable. This is something we have to finish.
Yes.
Currently, we are gut renovating the whole upstairs of our small Cape Cod home.
Yeah.
So it's not big, but it's going to make a huge impact, because that whole upstairs was unused space. It was really run down, drop ceilings, water damage, things like that.
It kind of looked like an old office.
Yeah, it was really creepy.
Ripped everything out, you and Brian.
Ripped everything, yeah. So when I say we, my husband and I, he's a carpenter, which is great because he has those skills. So
lucky.
It's honestly a dream come true. He just switched into the career.
Yeah.
Just like I made a big leap, he made a big leap. We're huge advocates of taking that jump and following your passions and dreams.
Since your kitchen is both your biggest win and your biggest flop of 2022, actually maybe your biggest win of 2022 is that you quit your teaching job and jumped headfirst into a life of doing full-time DIY creation. And your husband quit his job and became a carpenter in 2022.
That was the biggest win of 2022, of 20 years of being an adult. Honestly, I'm almost at a loss for words. Taking that risk has changed my life in ways that I can't even articulate. Like, I could burst into tears with how meaningful this change has been for me.
Yeah.
And betting on yourself.
Yes.
Believing in the skills you have, believing you're made for something more.
Yeah.
And taking the risk on what makes you happy.
Oh, Kathleen, you have like tears in your eyes. And now I'm getting tears in my eyes too. And I'm a crier. I'm over emotional.
Same.
But if you're listening to this and you're looking around your house and it's not bringing joy to your heart, you have the power within you to start small projects that will make going home, that will make being home a place you never want to leave, which is great because I'm an introvert and I never want to leave my house ever.
It's so true. It's all about starting small, building the knowledge, building your DIY skills, getting the tools. And you don't even have to start by buying tools. Borrow tools.
Yes.
The more you do, the easier it gets. Piece by piece, you just create that home that you love.
Mm-hmm. Garage sales are an excellent place to get tools because I feel like people always lose what they have. Oh, I can't find my wrench. And they go out and they buy a new one.
Right.
And then before they know it, they have five wrenches and they're having a yard sale. Yeah. And you could go and buy one of their wrenches for like a dollar or something.
I got really big pipe clamps. It's super specific, but a pipe clamp is essentially a very long pipe with the clamping ability. So if you have to clamp something that's a very large size, like a piece of wood,
yeah,
it's really great for that. For, yeah, like, I don't know, $5. And those could be $40, $50 at the store. And check your family. There might be a family member that mm-hmm. was into woodworking or tools when they were younger and they're just sitting in their basement.
Yep.
Ask a friend. I saw somewhere where they had like lending libraries for tools, though, ways that you could rent tools. And that is something you can do at Home Depot. You can rent large tools.
Cool.
And there's don't let tools be the barrier to entry. And if tools are scary to you, there are so many accounts on Instagram that mm-hmm. Kathleen and I follow where they were beginners once too, and now they are so talented with tools. It is absolutely possible.
100%. And if you're looking for inspiration for what to do around your house, Pinterest, obviously, is the one that I'm always going to say first. But one of the best ways that I find inspiration is using the save folders on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
When you see something you like, save it into your folder that's like DIY projects to do or interiors I love or something like that. So you can go back and revisit it.
For 2023, my philosophy going forward is taking it a step further.
Mm-hmm.
How can I take my design a step further? And I think a lot of times we see things that we like online on Pinterest or Instagram and we like it, right? Mm-hmm. Maybe we'll like it or we'll save it, but we don't know why.
We don't know why we like it.
Yeah, you don't know why you like it. Like, what are you actually resonating with in that photo? Is it the color? Is it the furniture? Is it the overall feeling or vibe?
Mm-hmm.
So I personally am trying to really tap into what is it about that space
mm-hmm.
that I'm loving? We can't copy and paste somebody's home into ours.
No.
Different style, different size, different budget.
Yeah,
so different important.
Footprint.
But how can you replicate something you're really liking in your own home, in your own way, mm-hmm. at your own budget?
Looking at an image that you would normally just heart and move on and really studying it and saying, what is it about this room
mm-hmm.
that is tugging at my heartstrings?
Yeah. Tickling your design fancy.
For me, it's often an unexpected mix of colors and patterns.
Lately, I'm noticing that having the courage to take it one step further, like mm-hmm. I look around and I make bold choices, but the people that I'm like, wow, they take it to the next level.
They get a little bit wilder with their decisions, but in the end, the room looks more pulled together.
They make unexpected choices.
Mm-hmm.
Look cohesive.
Like when someone pairs a bright green couch against a bright pink wall or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have art that doesn't necessarily match, but it just makes the room look eclectic and rich and interesting.
So you actually described one of my favorite designers, Corey Damon Jenkins.
Oh my God. Have you seen his masterclass?
Yes. Yes. I was just watching it. And he has that exact formula, a green emerald couch with a light pink wall.
Ooh.
And it's in this really famous room that he designed. It's called the Ladies Library.
So dreamy.
He is so good at mixing traditional with very vibrant colors, pops of modern, wallpapered ceilings.
Yep.
And like you said, he'll put the artwork on the bookshelves. He's someone that inspires me
mm-hmm.
to just take it a step further.
I envision my 2023 about really getting into more of the nitty gritty of making my home feel eclectic. Because when I moved in here, I really thought like I wanted to move in a more modern direction. And it just doesn't speak to my heart.
Right.
I like old frames and artifacts and little like decrepit tchotchkes.
Decrepit, great.
I don't know. But you know what I'm saying?
Your card catalog. That's
yes.
the perfect example.
I drove to Pennsylvania this year to buy a card catalog. But by the way, let me tell you, got a deal on that.
Mm-hmm.
Found it on Facebook Marketplace. I bought it for $600, but I found it on Cherish for
$2,000. Oh my gosh, amazing.
I mean, I'm never going to sell it. So the value is just in my heart.
Yeah, no, but it makes you feel great.
Trends that I want to see more of in 2023 is I want to see cottagecore light Like cottagecore, L-I-T-E.
Tell me more.
Because I'm not into cottagey coastal looks. I say it's not for me, but then I'll be flipping through a magazine and then fall in love with it. I'll be like, oh, I need everything cottagecore in my life. I'm very into grand millennial.
Describe that. What does that mean?
Oh, grand millennial is like you're into grandma style, but you're also a millennial. You know?
Yeah.
Look it up on Facebook. There's a lot of groups where people share their grand millennial tips.
Okay.
On Facebook. And I like grand millennial sprinkled into eclectic design. But what I really love is traditional looks done in a non-traditional way.
Right.
For instance, a traditional oriental or Turkish rug, but in non-traditional colors, like bright pink and chartreuse and orange. Mm-hmm. And I love antelope rugs.
What's that?
It's kind of like leopard print, but it's with an antelope print instead. If leopard print was diluted a little bit.
What in the world is antelope print?
It's an antelope print. Look up antelope runners.
Antelope.
Antelope runners on Pinterest. I'm telling you, you'll be there forever. A lot of people do them in a light blue. I love antelope in light blue. So something traditional in a non-traditional color.
Oh, I've seen that, but I would never be like, obviously, that's an antelope.
I've been obsessed with antelope rugs for like 10 years now, and I don't know why.
Wow. Okay.
And something else I want to see more of in the upcoming year is people being really bold with painting their crown molding and their baseboard trim in bright contrasting colors.
Yeah, that's something I've been thinking of, but I'm afraid. But then I'm like, I can always paint it again.
Yeah.
If I don't like it.
Paint is paint. You can redo paint.
Something I'm looking forward to or I want to see more of in 2023, and this is super cliche. Okay. All right. Let's roll our eyes together.
I'm not going to judge you. This is no judgment zone.
I want to see more people doing what they want and not just copying what everyone else is doing and also making choices for their home, for themselves, not for the next owner or, well, even if you're a renter, I don't care. Paint the walls.
It's easier to ask for forgiveness than it is to ask for permission.
Always, always, always. But yeah, like I said earlier, it's like, see what you like.
Yeah.
Don't just copy and paste it. Figuring out your style and doing what makes you happy and not just all doing the same stuff.
Mm-hmm. And also buying secondhand.
Oh my God, right? Yes. Why would, okay, I retract that. No, I keep that. But Kathleen and I were talking off mic. That's important. They say for manifesting, you have to say not if, but when.
Oh.
When I have a bigger budget.
Yes.
That doesn't mean I'm running to big brand stores. Mm-hmm. It's putting that bigger budget into those amazing pieces that you find on Facebook Marketplace that are $1,000. Or when you find the couch, you're like, if only I could reupholster it, but then that costs a lot of money.
Yeah.
So when I do have the money to find that interesting couch shape and get it reupholstered, that's how you create a super, super unique home. Mm, makes me excited.
This is where you and I differ, because I would be like, oh, I'll just buy the cheapy couch for $250 or whatever on Facebook Marketplace, and then I'll buy a book about upholstering. And then I'll buy a sewing machine, and then I'll buy all the supplies and I'll do it myself. And then
we'll sit in your mom's garage for the next 4 years and the mice will get it.
Oh, I put my kitchen cabinets in my mom's garage because I was sanding them in her backyard. And when I finally pulled them out to do the final sanding so I could paint them, a mouse had nibbled on one of my MDF cabinets. Fail. That's my biggest project of 2023. I got to get my kitchen done. I got to paint my cabinets. I have to, or I'm going to get divorced.
Your kitchen has been naked without doors for a while now.
For a year and a half. I know. The look of genuine surprise on your face just now.
I didn't know it was that long.
It was a year and a half. Yeah. Yeah, they look naked.
I mean, we have big dreams, but it's hard to fulfill. It's hard to follow through. So on our Instagram and in our Facebook group, we just did a post. It said, what is a project that you want to do in 2023? Mm-hmm. And let's hold each other accountable, because there is something on your to-do list for the last 5 years.
Yes.
Let's do it.
Maybe you've already purchased everything you need for it. And it's just been sitting around.
Yeah, I can relate to that.
So, gentle listeners, thank you for joining the launch of this pod in 2022. We are looking forward to a fruitful, a colorful, and a productive 2023. Kathleen, why are you laughing? Stop
fruitful.
Laughing.
Fruitful? It sounds like... Yeah, creepy. I don't know.
Oh, fruitful. Fruits come in wonderful, exotic,
fruit of your loom. I don't know. Colors. It just sounded like reproductive.
It did. I don't know why I used that word. Anyway.
Now, we're looking forward to sharing more DIY successes, yep. Telling you how to avoid our fails, and sharing together all the amazing things we're doing in our homes. To make them the homes that we love.
So wherever you listen to this podcast, please rate, review, and subscribe. 5 stars is the best. Helps us move up in the ranks. We recently got a review that was like, love this podcast. It's great. And then they accidentally gave us 1 star.
No.
So RBB Jen, if you're out there, give us 5 stars.
We love you.
And you can follow me, Kathleen Heaney, at Kathleen Loves Color.
And you can follow me, Kathleen Martin, at Create a Colorful Life.
Leave us a voicemail or send us a text message. Our phone number is 201-378-3378.
You can also send us an email, hello@KathleenCanDoIt.com.
Check us out on Facebook and join our Facebook group, facebook.com/KathleenCanDoItPodcast. You can link over to our DIY and design group from there. There have been so many fun and cool projects that people have been posting lately, and I just cannot even wait to see what the new year brings to that group.
All right, we are signing off for 2022. We will see you next year in 2023. And don't forget,
if Kathleen can do it, you can do it too.
A year and a half, that's a long time for those cabinets.
I know, I really gotta get them painted.
You can do this. I believe in you.
Thank you.